Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, I offer up this rebel heart, so stubborn and so restless from the start. I don't want to fight you anymore, so take this rebel heart and make it yours. Father, I no longer want to run. You've broken my resistance with your love and drowned it underneath the crimson spill. Give it all back to you. I give it all back to you. Your love is like an arrow straight and true. And now this rebel heart belongs to you. Help me lay the renegade to rest.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Jeannie.
I just want to welcome each and every one and just say welcome, welcome, welcome to Blog Talk tonight. And I am so thankful and glad that you took your time to be with me. I sure appreciate it. I guess I will say for anyone that's listening by computer that maybe has never called in on the program, the guest call-in number is 319-527-6027, and if you want prayer, just press 1 on your phone. That puts your hand up so that I know you want prayer. I know there are some that call in that just want to listen to the program, and that's great. Nothing wrong with that. But do remember that if you do want to speak to me and you want prayer, that you do have to press 1 on your phone. Anyhow, I hope y'all have had a good weekend, have had a good day. I realize that many have celebrated Halloween today. I personally do not celebrate it. Just my own personal belief. When I was a child growing up, you know, mom let us dress up and go around the neighborhood and get candy if we wanted to be honest, as a little kid. I think I did it a couple of times. I didn't care for it. I didn't like going up to strangers' houses and knocking, and I never was that motivated by sweets as a kid. I was always more of a fruit person, still am. So it never was a big deal to me. I never cared for it much. But no condemnation of those that do. I think it's wisdom for Christians not to participate in it. But, you know, the word says each person has to work out their own salvation and with fear and trembling. So those kind of things, we don't put any condemnation. We just say, pray that the Lord gives them wisdom in their walk and with their children and all that good stuff. Amen. So I don't really have something really pressing on my heart so much tonight. You know, sometimes it's just really been something that the Lord's been speaking to me through the week or speaking to me through that day. I don't have anything that's really like burning in my heart in that sense. There have been a few things that have just been on my mind a little bit the last few days. And I'm just going to read a verse in Ephesians here. This is King James Version. Ephesians 6, it says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." I don't think anyone would dispute that we are in an evil day. These are unprecedented days that we're living in now. And I think most of us can look back. I turned 64 last Monday. That's why I wasn't here last week. We had gone out of town just to celebrate some. And I'll have to say, looking back during the period that I grew up, so much has changed. You know, back when kids could ride their bicycles up and down the sides of the road or go spend the night with friends. And just, it was just a different time, you know. Now it's not even safe for most children to be out playing without a parent watching them. Certainly, you know, like as a little girl, I used to, I think I was about 11 years old when I got my first horse, and I used to get on my horse, and sometimes I'd be miles away, you know, riding by myself and stuff, sometimes riding through the woods and things like that. Most of the time, my parents wouldn't begin to know exactly where I was. In the odd days, it's just not safe. And to be honest, even back then, it wasn't always safe. But things have changed so much. Anyhow, I was thinking today, we have to be so aware of where our heart is now. You know, the enemy, he is so good at deception. You know, and that's really all he has is deception. He deceives people into thinking the wrong thing, believing the wrong thing, and then acting upon that, opening doors to him to where he can get a toehold or a stronghold in someone's life. And I was thinking about how sometimes even we, you know, if we have gone through rejection, we have gone through betrayal and things like that, sometimes we can feel justified in feeling offended, or we can feel justified even maybe in exposing someone's sin, you know, in the name of clearing our own name or things like that. And I have to say, we just, you know, we have to go before God and ask God how to handle situations. And sometimes, many times, he will not allow us to handle anything at all. He'll just say, that's mine, and you let me defend you. You know, you let me take care of you. You know, and sometimes we just have to accept that people have lied about us or people have turned others against us, you know, through stories and fables that were never true to start with. Excuse me. And people do many times, they'll take up other people's offense. And I have to say, I'm going to say this now, be careful that you don't ever do that. I can remember even when I was a child, you know, I'm going to say 12, 13, you know, that age, of others being upset at me because I didn't share their offense about someone else. You know, that if someone had done something to someone in my family or someone or something, a kinfolk or whatever, that I was supposed to hate that person or be against that person too, be offended at them, be against them because of something that went on between, you know, them and someone else. And we very seldom do we know the whole story. You know, a lot of times we don't know the truth at all of what really, you know, things that have been said that maybe went on years before. You know, and we don't know what's in people's hearts. We don't know what's going on. That's a very dangerous place to go, and it's just one of the worst things to get caught up in, because one evil leads to the next. When we take on the offense of someone else, particularly if we weren't there ourselves to really even know what happened. You know, I had noticed, you know, it being Halloween, and of course I'm on Facebook, and I have noticed some of different Christian friends. Now, some of them, you know, were celebrating and stuff like that. And then I saw some others that I knew that were putting the, kind of like the Ghostbuster sign, but putting Halloween in it with the, you know, with the circle with a line through it, you know, and just, you know, putting big long posts about it and what it represented, you know, the truth behind it and things like that. And I'll be honest, I thought about it for a minute. I thought, I might ought to share that. And then I thought, you know what? There's not anybody out here trying to push Halloween off on me. There's not anybody trying to get me to celebrate or trying to talk me into doing anything. I don't necessarily have to go on there and get on my soapbox about all of that. And I asked the Lord, I was like, Lord, you know, if you want me to share something, then I certainly will. In most years, a lot of years, I have shared things, but I thought sometimes we can lose our opportunity to even talk to people by getting on our soapbox so much that they get turned off before we even get started. You know, I have another friend, and she used to be, she used to be kind of in active ministry. She's not really at this time, but she said she was always very careful about what she posted because she said every person that she offended or turned away was one more person that she couldn't ever witness to or minister to. And in some ways I used to think, well, that seems like kind of a cop out, but I understand it more and more now of not shutting doors before we've even had an opportunity to maybe speak with people or reason with people or, you know, have that opportunity just to let them share their heart. Because we never know where people come from. You know, this, let's see, what was it? Was it yesterday? Day before yesterday? Maybe day before yesterday. Here in Tyler, there was a satanic meeting down on the square where they were wanting Christians to come and be unbaptized, you know, renounce their Christianity and all this. And a lot of people were really upset and rightfully so. But some of them were just appalled and almost, what's the word for it, just you know, panicking over it, so to speak. And then I heard one of the preachers in Tyler, he was telling people, said, you know, remember that we're against the devil and what he's doing, the enemy. but that we still have to love the people and try to reach them. They said that there was one, and I didn't know who he was. He called his name. I don't remember it now, but it wasn't someone that I knew, that there was one local minister that was actually going down there and handing out little pizzas to them, just with the opportunity maybe to get to minister to some of them or to talk to them, to pull them aside and get to talk to them. Because I said, you never know where people have come from. I mean, there are young people that maybe their parents were witches or warlocks and things like that, that you have never been to church. And of course, certainly right with all of the Harry Potter stuff and all of those things, I think a lot of that literally develops a hunger in people, and particularly the kids, because it, you know, God put it in us. I mean, we're born, I think, personally, knowing in our hearts that there's something bigger than us, that there is a supernatural, and so many that there's a hunger for the supernatural, which is really a hunger for God that's unfulfilled, but sometimes they get pulled in the wrong direction. And when there's so much of the occult and so much through media, so much on, you know, the movies and things like that, and those little video games they play, that draws them towards the dark side, towards the occult, rather than towards God. But most of them want to know. I totally believe that most of them really want to know that there is a God that loves them, and there is a God that is a supernatural God. There is a God that heals. There is a God that delivers. There is a God that's all-powerful and all-knowing, that loves them and is for them and moves on their behalf. But if we come out as the enemy to the people, first right out of the box, and attacking them, not that we're soft on sin, things like that, you know, not saying we condone any kind of witchcraft or anything like that. There's spirits behind that. Certainly we stand, pray against the spiritual things. But it really takes the wisdom of God, you know, of just, Lord, how do we deal with these things? You know, do I, you know, and everyone can pray. I mean, we can always pray. But it takes the wisdom of God. You know, there's been a couple of times in my life that I was around witches quite a bit. One of them I worked with, in both cases, I actually worked with women that were witches. One of them, I knew she was a witch. She was pretty open with it. The other one, at least never to me, came out and said that she was. There were just things in her actions that I thought, and honestly, I didn't really know that she actually considered herself a white witch till after I was no longer around her, but was around her for several years and could tell that she was really drawn to the supernatural and things like that. You know, she would want to go to fortune tellers, and she was way more involved than I knew, but I could always tell that there was an attraction there and some, at least an involvement to some degree. And, you know, when you're around people, when you have the same place of employment, you have to really, you know, ask the Lord, you know, what to do. You know, how do I respond? You know, do I just avoid them? Do I try to talk to them? You know, do I try to witness to them? And be very aware of entrapment of the enemy. And, of course, there's always those that are trying to recruit and things like that. But the enemy, you know, the spirit that's within them recognizes the spirit that's within us. And don't be surprised sometimes if they hate you or despise you for no real reason. And it's not the person. Understand that. It's not the person. It's the spirit that's working within them. Anyhow, it can be a difficult thing. And really just takes the wisdom of God and lots of prayer in how to navigate through those sorts of situations. But these are different times, the difficult times. And I find myself constantly, Lord, show me anything that's in me, the things that are in me that need to change, and try not to get caught up in any mindset old wounds that are in our lives, regardless of what it is, can kind of, you know, the enemy, he knows what we've gone through. I mean, he's been here. He knows our lives. He, you know, when you see people that they're, fortune tellers are telling them a lot of stuff that's true, well, it's because the enemy knows their past. He's been here too and seen it. So some of that stuff can be real, can be real in the sense that, yeah, he can give you some accurate things about your past because he's seen it. But the things that have gone on in our lives can leave wounded places in our heart and can make it easier to get into wrong thinking and wrong actions about stuff. You know, if we have been betrayed before, we might be very untrusting of people. I see people that have gone through rejection that many times those are the very people that will really be overachievers. They will really look for the approval of people and affirmation from people because of the rejection that's gone on in their life, because they felt they didn't measure up, or maybe people said things to them in those lines, and that they fell behind in certain areas, then they will try, you know, sometimes those people that just are driven to excel are people that have gone through betrayal in their past. So there are things, you know, trying to remember how it goes, for every response, anyhow, for everything that happens, then there's the flip side of that. So, you know, many times when we're seeing actions and responses in people's life, mindsets and emotions, it's because there's a wound behind that. And so the enemy, because he's aware of the wounds we've had, whether you've gone through trauma, whether you've gone through physical pain, just whatever, he will try to play on those wounds from the past. You know, I've said it before, you know, if we're wanting friendship, we sow friendship. You know, if we're needing finances, you sow finances, because word says, given it shall be given. But we have to be careful sometimes that, you know, when we have really sown into people's lives, you know, maybe it's someone at church or whatever that you've done for them and given and been the helping hand and have championed their cause and all of that. And then maybe the Lord moves you on and, you know, people that you thought would be really friends, that you thought, you know, they're really for me. We're really friends. We're tight. You know, we've really got a bond here. And then when things change that you're no longer right in the middle of championing their stuff, that we don't feel like they owe us. Or maybe when they get, you know, when we kind of move on, or maybe their cause has changed and that we're not right in the middle of it, and all of a sudden it's like, okay, they don't even know my phone number anymore. You know, they used to call me all the time, constantly wanting to see me, but I was always right in the middle of their stuff. And then suddenly it's like they don't know how to pick up the phone and call you, or it's like, you know, they disappear out of your life when you're no longer doing something for them. And the only time they remember you is when they need something again. See, that kind of stuff, it can, you know, it can get under your skin. It can make us get offended. You know, these are just some good examples. But see, we have to realize that everybody has free will, and we don't, you know, we can sometimes want to, like, well, they need to apologize, or they need to change, or they need to explain themselves. And you know what? We can get into control so quickly. I know Randy has talked a little bit about control, but some of that, even things like that, when we want people to repent for what they've done or how they're acting, or we want people to fess up, you know, that so quickly can get into control. And, you know, if we step over into those areas of control or offense, sometimes that's rejection that's speaking to us, that okay, I did all of this stuff, and now they don't even know how to contact me unless they want something. So that rejection raises its head. And it's all a matter of recognizing and asking God. I mean, sometimes we can see things. You know, we maybe can see what's going on there. But can we recognize what's behind everything? Maybe even our emotions behind it. Can we recognize what's in us? And even if we recognize something going on in them, when God doesn't, matter of fact, to me, very seldom does he give me the freedom to confront it. Sometimes he will, but I'll have to say most of the time he hasn't. But when we start, and I'm going to go into this too for just a minute. I don't want to keep too much time here because I want to have time to talk to you guys. I had someone even recently that asked me, said, pray in this particular case. Check something real quick. In this particular case, they were trying to sell a house or something. And I think someone was going to look at it and they said, oh, pray that they'll buy it. Pray that. Honey, you have to be very careful that you don't get into witchcraft prayers. People have free will. God gave that. And when we start trying to pray that people will do what we want them to do, that is a witchcraft prayer. Do not get into that. We can pray for the favor of God. We can pray that God direct people's paths. You know, on our part, just things like God, send the right person that's going to be blessed, or God, I just thank you for favor now, and that sort of thing. But as far as ever praying, Lord, you know, make them do right, or Lord, make them do what I want to do, Lord, make them buy this car, Lord, make them buy this house, Lord, make them call me, that is... You know, that's a spirit of control, and it is a witchcraft type prayer. God does not answer those kind of prayers, and we don't want to pray that kind of stuff. So, anyhow, I'm going to shut this off and go ahead and play another song. Like I said, I didn't have anything really particular to talk about, just a few little things that had kind of been on my heart, so I kind of jumped around a little bit here. But I hope that there were some nuggets in there that you can grab hold of and just inquire of the Lord about, and maybe, you know, as the word says, consider our ways. You know, like, Lord, if there be anything in me, Lord, show me, help me, Lord, cleanse me of it. Lord, help me to recognize not only the wiles of the enemy around me, but help me to recognize the things within myself that would be a trouble to me, things that could get me in a fix and create strongholds and things in my life. Amen. All right. Let me play this right quick. I'll write down the rest of these phone numbers. All righty.
I speak the name of Jesus over you. In your hurting, in your sorrow, I will ask my God to move. I speak the name 'cause it's all that I can do. In desperation, I'll seek heaven and pray this for you. I pray for your healing, the circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus.
In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for each and every one tonight. And Lord, I just speak a blessing on them. Lord, I thank you for, Lord, for deliverance, for healing. Lord, for wisdom, for guidance. Lord, for growth, for breakthrough. Lord, for transformation in their lives. Lord, protect their children. Lord, I just speak a blessing over their children and their families. Lord, that there will be a completion. Lord, a completion of healings, a completion, Lord, of wholeness, Lord, of relationships, Lord, where you are working. And Lord, we just thank you for your love so very much. We thank you for your love, Lord, and what a privilege it is to belong to you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right, my first caller here is 954-580. Is this Caroline?
Yes, it is. Hello.
Hi. How are you, sweetie?
I'm not bad, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing good. All is well. Beautiful day here today, and had a good day. So let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Caroline, Father, and I just thank you, Lord, for her heart to obey, Lord, her heart that searches for peace, Lord, her heart that searches for fulfillment. Lord, that I just see such a desire in you, Caroline, for fulfillment and for contentment and for that sense of I'm accomplishing something. I'm accomplishing God's will. I'm accomplishing things in my life. And that like a yearning for your own tribe, that yearning for of that feeling of this is where I belong, and that may or may not have to do with actually location where you live, but my belong, this is where I belong, like this is my niche, this is my place in life, this is my I'm in the right place at the right time, that kind of longing. I just sense like a longing in your heart. This is my place, this is where I belong, and sensing I sense like almost like a mother hen of like that feeling around that, like I almost like I see you like a mother hen, like you would stretch your arms out around people and like cover them, hold them close, and just like your love around this group of people, your love of wanting to be able to openly share and openly be received and to see protection and to see growth and to see love and unity. I mean, we all want that in our families, you know, in our loved ones. We want to see unity. We want to see love just circulate, you know, go round and round and round, just that circle of love. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're working in Carolyn's life. And Lord, that great love, that burden that she has for those that are in her life, that burden, Lord, that Carolyn even stands in the gap for others, Lord, and she comes before your throne of grace with the names of others on her lips, Lord, because she wants to see healing. She wants to see wholeness in those lives of others. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for giving her that comfort, for giving her that peace of knowing that you are using her even where she is at this time. Lord, that wherever you put her, wherever she is, Lord, that you use her wherever she is at that time, Lord, that nothing is wasted. Lord, that even though she may not always see the fulfillment of everything that she's praying for, Lord, that she's making a difference. Lord, that she is making a difference and that her prayers are having an effect in the lives of others and in her own life. And Lord, that she is laying up treasures in heaven and she's laying up treasures for reward even on this earth. Lord, that she receives reward from you, Lord, for those prayers and for that heart of compassion, a genuine heart of compassion that cares about others, that cares about the things that go on in their life. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for fulfilling that that longing that may even feel, it may at times even feel like a loneliness or feel like an empty spot in your heart, because you're looking for just that wholeness. It's such a longing, such a compassion, such a burden to see these things come together. And I have, you know, Carolyn, I know really almost nothing about you. I know nothing about your family life or anything like that. You know, I've prayed for you. You've mentioned your job a few times, but that's really about all I know about you. But I just sense such a heart for others, and a heart to see changes and growth and healing in the lives of others, but also that feeling in your own life of, Lord, am I making a difference? And God, am I in the right place? Should I be further along than I am? I just see questions in your heart. But I also see the comfort of God, the affirmation of the Lord bringing to you his love and saying that he's pleased with you, that he's pleased with you, and that he is working, and he is working behind the scenes, and that where he, every place that he takes you, he uses you. And some may notice and some may not, as far as the people, but God notices. He notices, and it pleases him. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for opening doors to Carolyn. And Father, that her obedience to you, Lord, will continue to take her higher, take her to higher places. Lord, take her to higher places, not only in her life, but in the spirit. Lord, where she'll begin to see in a greater measure. She'll begin to perceive in a greater measure and have more understanding. And Lord, even Caroline, I even sense like a gift in the spirit, to where you will pick up things in the spirit, like words of wisdom. You know, that the Lord will show you things. He will give you direction how to pray over certain ones, because you'll pick up things in the spirit of places in their life or places in their body, whatever the case, that are needing a touch from God. And that's, you know, that's just like a spiritual gift working there. So, Father, I thank you for Carolyn, and I thank you for her life, and I thank you for her love for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, sweetie, was there anything in particular you were wanting prayer about tonight? Carolyn?
Well, sorry about that. I had muted.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you, Mike. All right. Thank you for this encouraging word, because this is exactly where I'm at. Exactly. Like, literally searching and praying and asking God, am I at the right place? With all that is going on, needing fulfillment, wanting that desire, that longingness, that longing for contentment and everything, I'm like, oh my God, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord,
because I have been just seeking God, because I'm like going through a season where it's been challenging. It's been, and I'm just praying for God's grace to endure.
Yeah.
And for his peace.
Yes.
And to feel that sense of fulfillment, which I have not been feeling. So I was to mute the line when I leave, and I had to be just thanking the Lord. you were talking.
Oh, God is so good. God knows. He knows what we need. He knows what we need to hear. And he's always close to us. I mean, God sees our heart. But you do have the approval of God. And God is working. He is working in your heart, but he's working behind the scenes, sweetie.
Yes, and I would like you also to agree with me in prayer in regards to tomorrow I should be in a new vision at my workplace.
Did you say new position?
A new era, okay. A new assignment, right? And verbally, what I'm hearing is not really sounding to my advantage. And I just want you to agree with me in prayer that the Lord will just enable things to work for my good. And I will function in the capacity that I'm there for.
Absolutely.
And nothing else.
Okay, well,
because
Father, we thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, Father, I thank you, Lord, for that your hand is on Carolyn, Lord, and that you are directing her path, Lord, and that, Father, that your word says that you know the plans you have for us to do us good and not harm, to give us hope and a future. And, Father, Lord, that the things, Lord, that you ordain for her life will be for her good. It doesn't mean that everything will always be easy, but that things will be for good. But, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for opening the doors before Carolyn, Lord, that will be for her blessing, that will be for her promotion, that will be for her gain. And, Lord, for doors that would be for anything else, anything that would be harmful to her or destructive to her in any way, Lord, that those doors would be closed. But, Father, we thank you, Lord, for going with her, for being with her. Lord, your word even says that when we go through the fire, we'll not be burned. When we go through the flood, Lord, that we'll not be overcome. Lord, that even though some of the paths we may walk at times may seem difficult, Lord, that we come out on the other side without the smell of smoke even on us, Lord. But, Father, I thank you, Lord, for the favor of God on Carolyn, Lord, and that you are walking with her. And, Father, that others will see. Lord, that others will see the Spirit of God on her life. But Lord, I just thank you for giving her comfort and peace, Lord, with whatever that happens, Lord, in this new division, this new assignment with her job. Lord, that you'll give her supernatural wisdom. Lord, each day that she's there, Lord, whatever she incurs, Lord, whatever that she, the assignment deals with, Lord, that you'll give her the supernatural wisdom of God. And Lord, that she will feel your presence with her. Lord, that she'll not feel alone, that she'll not feel forsaken. Lord, that she'll not feel intimidated in any way. But know that even what maybe the enemy would mean for evil, and not saying that this is, but even what the enemy, when the enemy means to do evil, Lord, that it even that turns for our good. Even those things turn for our good, Lord, because you are with us. And Lord, we thank you for it, and we praise you always. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you too, hon. You have a good week, and we will talk to you another time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sure. Okay, then.
Get it. Let me drink right quick. All right, 502-548. How's Greg tonight?
Oh, Greg is just teaching us. Jeannie, how are you?
Awesome. I'm good. Well, I'm going to congratulate you on your good report from the doctor.
Thank you, darling. It was
That's wonderful.
A good day, big celebration with my beloved.
Awesome, awesome. Well, what's anything special on your heart tonight?
Just gratitude. Lots of gratitude.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for Greg. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for the passion that you have put in Greg. Lord, that he's a passionate man. He's a Lord, he's a man that has passion in the things that he does, the things, Lord, that when he tackles something, when he takes on an assignment, when he tackles something, Lord, that he takes it with passion. Lord, he's serious about what he does. And, Lord, there's a passion in him, Lord, to do things right, to see things succeed, to succeed himself, but to see the things that he puts his hands to, to see it work and come together. He likes to see things move like a well-oiled machine. He likes to see things flow and go and do, Lord. There's passion in his life. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you made him that way. That's not a bad thing. It's a wonderful thing, Lord. That's the way that you made Greg. He has a passionate heart, Lord. He has a quick mind. He has a good mind. But Lord, you also you contain that fire, Lord. You temper us, and you learn how to take that wonderful passion, Lord, and you make it where that it's not. See, it's just like the fires that they, like, you know, there's control burns. You can have a fire that's a good fire, you know, where they burn the underbrush and they go in, they burn the outlines of the property so that it makes it safer. You know, it's a good fire. There's those fires that burns out, you know, just makes it safer because it burns the underbrush and things like that, and they'll do the fire lines. But then there's wildfire that can get out, and it's destructive. And in our lives, God deals, he puts that wonderful fire in us because he uses it for his glory. And it's a blessing to us because it can do wonderful things in our lives, in every part of our life. Competitiveness or that desire, you know, a good competitiveness and all kinds of things. But then the Lord, he comes in and he contains that so that he can really use it and it doesn't become destructive in our lives. And actually, God has done that in your life. He's put some amazing, wonderful things in you. But he also has had to tame you in some areas at times. But it's all good. It's all good. He didn't take it away. He hasn't scolded you or anything like that. But he has tamed you in some areas. And see, he gets you where that he can, that by his hand, that he can move you and work with you and can send you forward when he needs to, and he can pull you back when he needs to, and he lets that fire burn in those good ways, those good ways. And I just see, you know, God continuing to use that in you and all of those things. Sometimes, those things in us, we may think sometimes we might look at them and think, you know, this is a bad part of me, but it's not. It's not. You know, the things that God puts in us, he put them in there for a reason. He puts them in there to use, you know, even sometimes maybe our bluntness. I am a blunt person. I come from a blunt family. I've had to temper that some. I've had to learn some of my family, you know, they can be blunt. You know, things that I would think that wouldn't, someone might say something that wouldn't even make me blink, make somebody else's head snap backwards. I've done some of that before, said things that somebody's head snap, and I'd be like, what? Should I have not said that? You know, because of that's just the way I was raised, the kind of people were around. But see, God puts these things in us because he uses it. And we have to learn too. Don't look at those things and think, you know, condemn ourselves or think, you know, I shouldn't be that way and I shouldn't listen to that because God created us that way. But, Father, I just thank you for Greg, Lord, and all the awesome things that you put in him, Lord. And I thank you, God, for using him and Lord, even turning up that fire at times. But you're going to turn it up in your way and to be used your way. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for bringing peace to Greg. peace to his emotions, Lord, that he'll not get frustrated when things don't maybe immediately work the way he thinks, Lord, that you just help him there, Lord, and he's going to have more laughter, Lord, that he'll learn more and more to laugh things off and to let the laughter of the Lord, just that joy of the Lord bubble up in his heart, Lord, and he'll find that his heart is more at peace more often because of it. And, Lord, I just thank you for him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
So, anything you want to add to that or anything in particular that you're wanting to talk about or pray about?
Well, I am starting off, seems to be a good week. Last week was a good week. Just extremely grateful. A lot of gratitude.
That's awesome.
That's what I feel.
What did y'all, have y'all ever set a wedding date?
No, we have not.
Okay.
We've talked about it. We've prayed about it. Nothing has popped up yet, but, I mean, tomorrow would be okay with me, but... I haven't gotten there yet.
Okay.
I think we're
just
close.
Curious.
So I just, yeah, me too. Me too. So you can weigh in with her. She's probably right behind me in the queue. So.
She is.
Yeah. And I'm sure she's hearing all this anyway. So. But yeah.
All right.
No. I'm ready.
Sounds good. All right. Well, was there anything else you want to pray about?
No, ma'am. Everything's good. Everything's good.
Okay. All right. Well, you be blessed, and it was good talking with you.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night. All right. 828-989. How is the lovely Jennifer tonight?
Oh, God is good. God is good all the time.
He is.
Yeah.
He is. You two are so fun. I get a kick out of y'all.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anything you wanted to share tonight or anything on your heart?
Just like Ray, I'm just so grateful. God is just moving and so many different areas and bringing healing and wholeness and revelation and truth, and he's just doing just such incredible work in me, and just gratitude, so much gratitude.
Me too, girl.
He knows what we need and how to go about it, and you know, sometimes it hurts. A lot of times it hurts.
Yeah. True. Okay. All right. Well, let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for Jennifer. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for her tender heart, Lord, for her genuine heart, Lord, for her a heart that searches for understanding, Lord, a heart that reaches out to you. And, Lord, how you so liberally, Lord, give that to her. Lord, just like when we hold out our plate, Lord, that many times, Lord, that you give her a double portion. Lord, you fill her plate abundantly. And, Lord, it pleases you to do so. Lord, to give her wisdom. Lord, the word says that you give wisdom liberally and you do not withhold in any way. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for the love that you've poured out on her. And, Lord, how she lavishes her love on you. And, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for Jennifer. Lord, thank you for her life. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for, Lord, continuing to use her in the arts in various ways. Lord, all the many colors around her life, Lord, how that you will continue and that will be something that grows in her life, Lord, the music, the art. I don't know if you do poetry. It's like I'm going to see you speaking poetry too, and maybe like speaking to the Lord even in poetic terms. And Father, I thank you, Lord, how you've shown her, Lord, that you have shown her the beauty of God and your creation, and Lord, how that she sees and learns lessons about you. Lord, you open up her understanding, you open up her heart. And Lord, as she pulls away with you, Lord, you even show her lessons in life just through the creation that she beholds. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for a refreshing for Jennifer. Lord, for the double portion in her life. Lord, that she receive a double portion. But Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the refreshing. Seemed like I saw this before with you, Jennifer, but it's like I can see you standing on the mountaintop in snow. You've got on a beautiful dress, and I can see you standing in the snow that would be like ankle deep almost. And just a refreshing breeze blowing over you. You know, it looks cold. But I just see the snow around you as you're standing on this mountaintop, breathing it in, and just such a thankfulness in your heart. And God just lavishing his love on you and bringing healing to your heart. I just see like the breeze of the Lord blowing, like not only blowing upon you, but blowing through you. And it blowing away things of the past. It is a new season, hon. It is a new season. And I see many of the hurts, traumas, wounds, things that you have revisited, even in like in your mind where you have gone back and mulled things over, that you have revisited those. God, blowing those things away where that you don't continue to revisit them. Because sometimes when we revisit those, we revisit the pain of it as well. And many times the pain comes back up. We can feel it again. And that stuff beginning to be washed away and blown away, just blown away. And it may not happen all at once. It may be a gradual thing, but that will go away. God blowing away traumas and pains of the past so that you don't visit them anymore. That it becomes dimmer and dimmer and dimmer, and then it won't cross your mind anymore. And we hold on to the lessons that we've learned. You've learned your lessons. You've learned a lot. You have grown so much, even since in the time I've known you. But you've grown so much, and you're not going to lose that. You don't have to worry about losing that. You don't have to go back and revisit things so that, okay, I want to have learned from this. You did. You've got it. And God, he has laid up such treasures in your spirit and in your heart that he's going to pull those things out and use them for his pleasure to help others. In times, you'll have a word right on time for people. You'll have the encouragement right on time because it'll be, it's like, open your mouth and I'll feel it. It'll be right on the tip of your tongue. It'll just, you'll open your mouth and it'll be there. And I see God using you as well, using you in words of wisdom, words of knowledge. God showing you the root of problems at times with people. You know, we see the things on the outside, like the symptoms, but we don't always know how to pray, or sometimes people themselves don't know what the root is. You know, they're reacting to what they feel, things they've seen. But they don't, even themselves, they don't always realize that there's a root there that maybe needs healing or needs pulled up. And I see the Lord showing you at times where the root is in people's lives, that as that is dealt with, then the healing comes to the surface things that we see when that deep part is healed. You know, when a tree, you know, the tree may look bad if the root is there's something going on in the root. But when that's healed, then those things on the outward are healed too. So, Father, I just thank you for using Jennifer and loving her so wonderfully. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for the fulfillment that she's going to feel, that she feels fulfilled and content, that fulfilled feeling, Lord, knowing how blessed she is and how loved she is, but we're just fulfilled. That's just the way that you feel, feeling fulfilled. So, Lord, I thank you for and I bless her life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. That was timely and accurate. Wow. Yes.
Well, praise God.
Thank
praise
you.
The Lord.
Yes. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Well,
okay. Is there anything you want in prayer about, sweetie?
I think Ash is on the line. Ashley,
she is.
My daughter.
She's further down.
I have a feeling that she's so unselfish, and I just have a feeling she's going to ask for prayer for somebody else. But she needs some prayer tonight. She's really struggling herself. She's
okay.
Hurt. She's so tenderhearted, and she's really hurting. So,
yeah.
And then my son will be traveling to see me tomorrow, and so travel
cool.
Mercy. It's
you
actually
know,
Ashley. Mm-hmm. It's actually
I started to say, how
here.
Are your kids? I knew that Ashley was online, but I held back saying it instead of asking. I just let you talk, but I started to say, how are your kids?
Yeah, it's her birthday on the 3rd coming up here, so, yeah.
Oh, happy birthday. Okay.
Yeah, and happy belated birthday to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Proud to be
mm-hmm.
here still. Well,
yeah.
Lord, we just keep traveling mercies over Colin, Lord, that you keep him safe, Lord, and that you just speak to his heart, Lord, that he become mindful of you, Lord. I just know, Lord, God's going to work in Colin's life. I just know he is. God's presence is around him. And I don't know anything about Colin. I think I prayed over him one time, maybe on here, but I just sense that he's a person that, and I think it's a lot of men are that way, kind of a, you know, show me, you know,
yes.
Show me,
yes.
Show me, show me, you know, you know, I think as women sometimes are more, you know, talk to me, you know, you can talk to me, you can tell me things, but anyhow, I just sense that about Colin, kind of like, you know, show me what, you know, show me who you are. Just, I don't know. Don't
very
know how to put
much.
It like that.
Mm-hmm.
But God's got his hand on him, and God's working. I think there are some powerful things ahead for Colin, some powerful things with the Lord. So praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. I received that for him.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you so
well,
much.
Girl, you be blessed. You have a wonderful week.
You
enjoy
as well. Thank you, Jeannie.
All right.
Thank
Talk
you.
To you later.
We love you.
I love you too, sweetie. 205-531. How's Miss Julia, May?
Just fine.
Good. Well, anything special going on in your life this week?
No, not really. Thankful to God that my coworker, she came out to Coleman and she going to the bathroom and able to swallow and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Oh, good. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Girl, mm-hmm. you are always standing in the gap for somebody. You always are. I just love that about you. I know God loves that about you. You're always standing in the gap for others. And God notices that. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for Julia May. And Father, I thank you, Lord, of she is your servant, Lord, and you use her. Lord, you use her in very mighty, powerful ways. And Lord, I thank you for, Lord, in enlarging the parts of Julia May's heart that, you know, sometimes we can really believe for someone else. We can really believe for blessing for someone else. We can really believe for healing for someone else. And I think we're all this way a little bit, but sometimes when it comes to our own lives, it's a little harder to believe. You know, it can be, you know, I've heard Randy say this, you know, before, that he could believe for blessing for someone else, but sometimes it was a little harder for him to believe for himself. And I've heard so many people say that. I've experienced that at times myself. You know, that we'll go before the kingdom of God. You know, we'll go before the throne of God and like, Lord, I know, you know, that you have a special thing for their life. You know, and we can, boy, we'll go before the throne of the Lord with you know, as the word says, the violent, take it by force. We'll just storm the gates of heaven for others. But sometimes when it comes to our own lives, we'll have a little bit more doubt, and then we'll think, you know, the enemy sometimes even put those thoughts in our mind, or sometimes we'll condemn ourselves and go, well, do I really deserve this? Or have I prayed enough for this? Or have I fasted enough for that? Or will God really do this for me? And, you know, and it's strange as it seems, sometimes we'll have a harder time believing for really wonderful things in our own lives. But we'll believe for it and we'll stand for it for others. But I just sense the Lord stretching you in those areas, stretching even your heart, that you'll be able to aggressively stand and go before the throne of grace for the wonderful blessings and breakthroughs in your life and see some awesome changes. Because I know you believe.
Yeah,
I know you believe. Oh. I know you do. But, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for blessing Julia May, Lord, for bringing reward into her life, Lord, that, Lord, even as the word says, given, it shall be given, Lord, as she has given of her time, if she has given of her prayer, she has given of her compassion, she has given out the word of God to others, Lord, that given, it shall be given, good measure, pressed down and running over. Lord, that you will do that in Julia May's life, Lord, that she will see reward and blessing coming back to her in a tremendous way, Lord, that it will bring such great delight to her heart, Father. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for doing it. I thank you, Father, for just pouring out blessings, Lord, that she can, more than she can even contain. Lord, that it would even surprise her, God. That she be surprised. Sometimes, you know, we believe and believe and believe for wonderful things from the Lord. And then when it's happened, we're going, wow, I can't believe. You know, if we might say something like that. I can't believe God did that. Well, we've been praying and praying and praying for it. But he's such an abundance, just more than we can ask or think, God. You know, and he loves just to blow our mind in that way, you know, of how good he is and how willing he is just to pour out abundance on us and just to delight in us and us to delight in him and to give us the desires of our heart. You know, many times the desires that are in our heart, God put them in our heart. You know, sometimes we might think, well, I'm being worldly, I'm being selfish, and this, God knows us. He made us the way we are. And many times those dreams that are in our heart, many times it's actually God's dream that God put there. So we don't ever want to discount those things, because many times it's actually God trying to develop a different mindset, that we would see ourselves differently, that we would see that even though we can't maybe figure out, okay, if how would this be? Just like Mary, when the angel came to her and said, you're going to conceive a child. And Mary's going, how would this be? Because I know not a man. But she said, yet be it unto me, Lord, even as you say. That God's able to do things that we might say, how can this be, Lord? But God says, I have a way. I have a way of blessing you that would boggle your mind, that no one else could look and say, there's no way this happened except by God. God loves showing out in that way. He loves to show people that maybe would be naysayers, or, you know, those that are always, you know, glass half full people that's always, well, I don't ever happen, you know. God loves to bring about those wonderful things in our lives so that they can say that nobody did that but God.
Oh, yeah.
He loves getting all the glory as his. So So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for just blessing Julia May, Lord, for enlarging her faith, enlarging her heart, Lord, and for just pouring out on her life, Lord, as she has poured out to others, Lord, as she has been obedient to you, Lord, that she reap even a hundredfold, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Welcome.
You are welcome, sweetie. Is there anything in particular, girl, that you wanted to share or anything in particular you want prayer about?
No, it was just continue, you know, pray to do his will and pray for his for you and your family and my sister, brother in Christ, and help unbelievers, you know, to see the light.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you be blessed, sweetie. You have a great week.
Okay, you too. God bless you.
Mm-hmm. Let me get another little drink right quick. All right. 240-482. How's Miss Valerie tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Well,
happy belated birthday. I meant to say that.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. We had a good day. It's been a good week. The weather has been so nice here, and it's just been nice. I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's anything special on your heart you're wanting to share tonight, or you just want prayer tonight?
I'd like prayer, but I also wanted to ask you a few questions about what you were sharing earlier.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if you want to pray first or pray after or however you want to do it.
Okay, well, let me just pray, and then we can chat a little bit. Father, I thank you for Valerie, and Father, I thank you, Lord, for positioning her. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have been positioning her, and Lord, I thank you, Father, that that's still going on. Lord, that you're bringing her to a higher place. Lord, that you have been. I don't know if the Lord has actually relocated you. If this is just all spiritual or if there's actually a relocation that has happened or going on. But I just sense that God positioning you, this may even have to do with employment. I'm not sure. It's like God positioning you, you're in positioning you in the right place for success.
Mm-hmm.
And strangely enough, I see you this way. I've seen you this way before, but it seems like sometimes when I see you like in a vehicle, like in Mixmasters, you know, like some of the, you know, Dallas, some of the large towns, you know, they have those Mixmasters, but it's like I see you on the highway where that there's all of these roads that are come on and off and up and down and all this. And like, I see you accelerating. Like your vehicle. Many times, actually, our vehicle, I know in dreams, a vehicle has to do with ministry, our calling, our ministry in God. But it's like I see you accelerating, actually gaining momentum in that sense. I see you accelerating on the highway. And I don't know if that has to do with if there's an assurance, more of a confidence of where you're at in life now, or confidence of where the Lord's taking, but I see you accelerating on this highway. And it seems like there is more of a confidence in your life, more of I know where I'm going, that sense of I know where I'm going, I know God's with me. And not so much as it has been of, God, I don't know which way to go. I don't know which way to go. And all of these roads around you that would go, you know, those things, those Mixmaster things, man, those things, that, you know, you're like, you get off on the wrong road, you can go miles before you can get back where you need to be. But more of a sense, more of a confidence in your heart and in your life of, okay, God, you're with me, and just feeling more confident. And Father, Lord, I just thank you, Father, that you're working in her heart, Lord. You're working in her life. Father, I thank you, Lord, that even at times when you have had to bring correction to Valerie, Lord, that she has embraced the correction. And Lord continues to let you lead her and to guide her and to be willing to set things down, be willing to lay things down, that we don't always have to things don't always have to be corrected. You know, sometimes we feel like, okay, you know, they've got to apologize, they've got to admit, they've got to this or that. That sometimes we feel like things have always got to be corrected, and that's really not always the truth. Sometimes God will just say, I just want you to move on. I just want you to move on.
Mm-hmm.
And then God works. You know, we know that even if things aren't always corrected, that God blesses us as we go and as we keep obeying him and we just lock on to him. And sometimes it can be hard to not look back or not try to rationalize, not try to figure out the whys and the wherefores and the what ifs. I mean, I had to do a lot of that even with inheritance stuff and all of that. And when God said, settle and just move on. And I knew things had not, quote, unquote, really been settled or everything brought to light that God had wanted to do. But I knew God was saying move on. And sometimes it's because of timing that we miss opportunities, we miss open doors, we miss connections. If we don't go ahead and just move on, that we can we can miss that time. We can miss that open door. We can miss that time if we don't go ahead and just move on with it. And then just trust God that the things that are behind us that God takes care of, and we just cease to concern ourselves with it. So, Father, I just thank you for Valerie, Lord, all that you're doing in her life, Lord, now that you're growing her and she's learning, and, Lord, that she is gaining momentum, that she has gained momentum, and, Lord, that you have been positioning her and setting her up for success. The road at times has felt pretty rocky, but, Lord, that she's moving into a smoother sailing, Lord, that she's moving into easier traveling. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You know, a few weeks ago, when you prayed for me, you mentioned something about there maybe being an upgrade or, you know, a change in employment. And, you know, I with my job, you know, I've got the flexibility that I need, you know, with my kids and everything, but, what I'm doing, I don't necessarily enjoy it. So I, you know, and what you were saying was very true, where sometimes I just feel like I don't know what to do. I don't know which way to go, what to pursue. And so I'm just thankful that, you know, the Lord is going to give me some clarity just direction, you know, in terms of what to pursue. And also, I appreciate what you're saying about letting go. So many things I have to let go of. So I believe that is definitely definitely some things I just need to say, okay, you know, it is what it is. And thank you, Lord, for being with me and, you know, just continue to order my steps.
Yes, absolutely. He is. I mean, God's working. Some things take longer than we would like for them to, and particularly when there's other people involved, you know, because God wants to, he wants everybody to win, you know. He wants to, and when I say win, you know, he wants to bring those into the obedience and knowledge of God and turn their lives around. You know, he wants to see others win too. Sometimes they don't always choose to, but I mean, his heart is that everybody be saved and that everybody would follow him and be obedient to him. So, you know, when other people involved, you know, God gives, he gives grace and mercy and gives people time to do things. So, well, did you have, now you said you had some questions you wanted to ask.
Just, you know what, I just have one question. I don't want to take up too much time. Well, you were talking about being careful how we pray and making sure we don't fall into like manipulation or witchcraft,
right.
And you know, I'd never heard that before. It makes so much sense. But you know, sometimes, like if I've prayed, you know, like when I was praying that my marriage would be restored, you know, and so, you know, that's contingent on somebody else's actions. And so then, if I'm praying that this person would return to the Lord or that they would, you know, turn from their wicked ways. You know, where, at what point, I guess, do you cross the line into, you know, like I think if you're praying God's, you know, you pray God's will that this person would follow God's way. But, you know, also knowing that you can't, you know, override someone's will, nor should you try to. I guess I just wanted to get some clarity, to make sure that I'm not doing that.
You know, we have to follow the word is always our guide there. You know, the word says that God would, that all would be saved. So when we pray for someone that they would be saved, that they would, God, that you would draw them, Lord, that they would yield your heart to you. That's not manipulative, because the word of God backs that up. I think it's okay, you know, things like that, and say, Lord, you know, my heart is that my marriage would be restored. But God, I put that in your hands. And, you know, it's when a little more direct, when to say, Lord, I wish you would make him admit that he was wrong and make him see how evil he is. And, you know, that sort of thing. Then it starts becoming really manipulative and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But it's never against God's will to pray that people's eyes would be open to the love of God and to the knowledge of God, and that their hearts would open up to the God. That's never against God's will. And God, I promise you, God doesn't mind. You know, God, I mean, marriage came from the Lord. I mean, he's the one that established that in families. And that's been God's heart. And the Lord understands when we've had a husband or a wife and we've got children, that sometimes we want restoration. And I don't think there's anything wrong with just telling the Lord our heart of God, I would love restoration. Father, I would love for my family to be restored. God understands that. It's kind of the way we pray, you know, like we're saying. Like said,
understood. Yeah.
Right. God, make him do this. God, make him come back. You know, God doesn't do that because people do have free will.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all in kind of our heart behind it and how we put it.
Yeah, yeah. I just, you know, this was just the first example that came to mind. This was a few years ago before I was, my divorce was final. That was something that I had been praying about. And I, you know, look back as you were talking about it, it's like, well, you know, I hope I didn't, you know, but I understand what you're saying. I just wanted to make sure that I understood. But, you know, what I guess part of that is, you know, if someone asks you, can you pray that, you know, my interview goes well, or can you pray that, you know, like if someone is asking you to pray for something specific, like they want a certain outcome,
right?
How do you view that one? Because
I
kind of felt a little hesitation.
Without being derogatory with people, it's the way we pray. If, you know, if someone is going for a job interview and they really want a job, God knows whether or not that's the job they're supposed to have, or the right one. But I just say, Lord, I just pray for the favor of God, and Lord, the direction of God, and Lord, that you open doors that no man can open and close doors. And Lord, that you place them in the place that it would be a blessing, you know, that sort of thing, and not say, God, you know, please give them the job, Lord, give them the job, or that sort of thing, because it may not be the job that the Lord has for them. And plus, then it becomes manipulation of trying to manipulate the people that are doing the interviewing or doing the hiring. You know, God knows. But there's a way that we can pray that's still in line with God's word, because God's favor does go with us. And God does bless us. But he knows where he wants us to be. So, it's kind of in how we pray.
Okay. Thank you. That's really helpful. I appreciate your prayers and your wisdom, Sister Janie.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. Thank you, sweetie. Well, it was good talking with you, and glad I got to pray with you, and hope you have a good week.
Thank you. You too.
All right. 402-214. How's Miss Sharon tonight?
Hi, honey. Happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you, sweetie.
I pray you have a wonderful year.
Me too. Thank you. I receive it.
Everything
I receive
right.
it.
Good.
Well, how are you tonight? Is there anything on your heart you're wanting to share tonight?
Oh, well, you know what I was going to say was, you were talking about that old minister person, that woman that said she didn't, you know, you didn't want to push them away. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about that you understood that now when you're evangelizing. Do you remember?
Yeah.
It was in the beginning
right.
of the show. Okay.
Yeah, right,
well, I
right.
just wanted to give an example of that is was Randy, because, you know, I'm Catholic. I've never spoken to a prophet, never. My Bible study class was Christians, you know, but
uh-huh.
I've never spoken to a prophet. I had no idea what mm-hmm. this was, but I would call and I would listen to him. And it was not what he was preaching. It was just him. It was just the
yeah.
way he was. His love for Jesus, his love for God was so obvious
yeah.
to me.
Absolutely.
But that is what drew me. So it is, it, you know, like my kids always said, is your actions speak louder than words. So, you know, if you're loving to somebody, they're going to listen to you.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Yeah. His love for God just oozes, you know, through his voice
yeah.
and through his
yeah,
messages.
Yeah, that's what I felt.
Things.
I mean, I would be yeah. sitting there and I'd just be laughing out loud way back when, but anyway, I just wanted to affirm that, because that's what drew
yeah,
me
yeah.
to even listen or pray. Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Yeah, that's cool. I mean, if he was on there bad-mouthing Catholics or other, you know, other denominations, things like that, I mean, people can shut doors to others before they even get started. You know,
right. exactly.
Goodness, God
mm-hmm.
gives us grace, you know. God gives us grace. We have to give other people grace. You know, so for sure.
Right. Right.
Awesome. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for sharing. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for all of the growth in her life. Lord, I thank you, Father, for, Lord, she's had many questions. Lord, this little girl, she is full of questions, Lord. And you have just delighted in her, God, and in answering her questions and to help her to understand and open up, literally like opening up, the pages of the book, Lord, and showing her things and bringing wisdom into her life, Lord. And Father, thank you, Lord, that it's in her heart to share wisdom with others. And Lord, even though sometimes people aren't ready for our wisdom, they don't always want it, that she has tempered in that way and has learned in that way, Lord, to pray and to ask you, Father, and to share in a subtle way at times, and sometimes, Lord, just to hold her peace until a person draws on her wisdom, because people are draw on us when their hearts are ready. And Lord, sometimes we would like to force feed people because we want to see things happen in their lives. We want to see good things for them and turn around. And particularly if we see that there's like some wrong thinking, some wrong ideas in their heart. Sometimes we would just like to spoon feed them, you know, force feed them the word of the Lord and understanding, you know, and share, because many times we want to spare them the heartache. We want to spare them the rough roads that we've traveled, because the quicker they understand and the quicker they can get their lives on the right track and the quicker they receive blessings in their lives and good things. And because it's hard to watch people go through difficult times, you know, and we know when there's some wrong thinking and just places in their life where they haven't been, their mind has not been renewed. And we know that they walk through difficult times. Some of the difficult times we go through is things that are brought on by others and just life. And then there's some things that are self-imposed that we bring onto ourselves because we don't know. You know, we don't know what we don't know. So, but Lord, I thank you, Father, that you have really brought a maturity to Sharon, or, and even doing more, Lord, that she's learning how to wait for people's hearts to draw on the wisdom and experiences and things that she's had. And Lord, that even though she has such a strong passion and compassion for others, even to the point that it exasperates her sometimes because she wants to see their lives turn around and their lives change, Lord, that passion she has, Lord, and use it, Lord, even kind of like I was telling Greg, that you, Lord, tempering that and really enlarging your wisdom in some beautiful ways, not in a condemning way or anything like that, not in like reprimanding, but God really shaping that and using that so that there will be times that people do come to you and ask, and that you'll be able to sit and really explain in a very understandable and palatable way for people to receive. So, you know, so things won't ever seem pushed on them or forced on them. People always will push back, almost always, against that. But then they'll come to you and draw on the water. You know, it says out of our belly flows rivers of living water, that they'll come draw on those living waters that are within your belly and be blessed by it, and their lives be changed and transformed. And it work, and it flow in a God way, that God is able to really speak through you, and really his love really come through you. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for blessing Sharon and blessing her home, Lord, bringing peace to her home, and Lord, that the love of God would just be felt there, Lord, that there'll be healing in her home, healing in her house. I feel that strong, Sharon. That there'll be healing in her house, Lord, an atmosphere, even an atmosphere of healing in her home, even an atmosphere of it, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Oh, amen. Thank you so much. I do. I need the healing in my house.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. I felt that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Do what... There is I'd like you to say a prayer, if you wouldn't mind, for this friend of mine online. It's a male. I can't really tell the name, but I'd like prayers for him.
Okay. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for this individual, Lord, that Lord, that you bring a steadiness, just bring like a peace and a rest to his mind, Lord. Father, that even in his body, Lord, that Father, I just thank you for bringing healing and restoration to his body, Lord. But that, Lord, where that there would be like anxiety in his thoughts and in his mind about situations around his life, maybe whether that may be about things going on in his body, it may be about something else, I don't know. But Lord, that you just bring a peace to his mind, Lord, and a rest, more of a rest to his mind, Lord. And let him know that you're with him and you're for him, God, and that he can call out to you and that you do hear him. Or he can call out to you, and Lord, that you move on his behalf, Lord. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for planting your word in his heart, Lord, that he'll have, that he will draw on your word, Lord, and even begin to speak your word over his own life and see transformation take place. You know, we can put our own name, just, you know, as it's like in the word where it said, by Jesus' stripes I was healed. I might say, by Jesus' stripes Jeannie was healed. You know, things, you know, put our own name in there. You know, I will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. So Sharon will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. You know, we can put our own name and speak it over ourselves, because our heart hears what we say. And the more we speak it, our own heart hears the things that come out of our mouth. And the more we visualize ourselves healed, or visualize ourselves blessed, visualize ourselves feeling good, walking in the blessing of God, the more we visualize it, the more we speak it and our heart hears it, then the more our faith rises, because our heart begins to grab hold of it and actually receive that in faith. So Father, I just thank you, Lord, for helping this individual, Lord, for bringing blessing to him, and Lord, for bringing a healing and a wholeness to him, Lord, and bringing also a peace and comfort to his mind, Lord. Those thoughts that go through his mind, Lord, that bring anxiety, that bring questions, that bring both the what ifs and the what ands, and but if but what if this, Lord, that he'll find comfort in you, that he'll begin to just find a real comfort in you, Lord. And that instead of that, the what if, he'll say, God is with me. God is for me. God is with me. God is for me. And then bring peace to him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. What a kind prayer.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah, when I pray for somebody, like if there's a relationship issue, like arguing with my daughter or whatever, I will ask Jesus to touch her heart.
Right.
That's usually how I pray about it.
Uh-huh.
And I always say, if it be your will, you know, if it be your will, you know, don't let anybody, you know, mess with me or whatever, you know.
Right.
But I always ask Jesus to touch their heart so they understand.
Right. Yeah, you never go wrong praying the word. And the more we know the word, the more we know what is acceptable, you know, to God.
Right. I need to know it more. I know it when I hear it, you know, and I know it's in there, but at least the New Testament I do. I just don't know where it is. And I need to learn where. Because
I'm a lot like that. I know the word, but I don't always know the address of everything.
Right.
Same way. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Well, girl, it was
good
talking
to you. Well, thank
you
so much, honey. You have a really great week.
You too, sweetie.
Okay.
Thank you, and God bless.
God bless you.
919-292. How's Shaquilla tonight?
Hi, Jean. How have you been?
I'm good, girl. I'm good. You doing all right?
I'm doing good. I can't even complain at all.
All right, good, good. Well, I'm going to pray right quick. I'm going to try to get, I know I can't get to everybody tonight, but I'm starting to run out of time, so I'm going to pray. Father, I thank you for Shaquilla. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have her by the hand, Lord. I thank you, Father, for bringing a steadiness to her feet, Lord, that your word says that you widen the feet, you've widened the path beneath our feet, that our feet would not slip. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have worked patience in Shaquilla. Lord, you've worked patience in her. Lord, that sometimes because she's wanting to know which way to go, she's wanting to know what to do next, Father. And sometimes, and we all do, sometimes we get impatient, or sometimes we would all think, okay, I'm going to do this, you know. And we'll begin to run in a direction when God's saying, wait, wait, I want you to wait just a little bit. I want you to go a little slower. I want you to wait, but just... I just sense God really like bringing a steadiness to your walk, bringing a like each step is deliberate, like a deliberate walk, a deliberateness to your steps, and God leading you. Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing a bringing that sense of well-being to Shaquilla, Lord, that she doesn't question, Lord, that she doesn't feel the need to question, okay, is this right? Is this right? And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for the advancement she's made. Have you recently moved or in the process of moving, whether it's job or actual home?
No, I haven't recently moved. I recently got a new job back in May that
okay.
I just started in May.
Okay. I just, you know, I seem like I remember that you had started another job. It almost seems like a sense of like a location change. Sometimes that can actually be like a position change within a job.
Mm-hmm.
It almost feels more like a location change. Now that doesn't necessarily mean going to a total different town or state. It can just be a location. But it just seems like something about your positioning being changed. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for clarity on that. But Lord, I thank you, Father, that you are guiding Shaquilla, and Father, I thank you for the glory of the Lord upon it. I don't know that I've ever said that. The glory of the Lord upon this positioning change. And Lord, I just thank you, Father, for bringing that, the favor of God with her, God. I'm not sure, Shaquilla, what I'm feeling. Absolutely. It just feels like, it's like I see you on a path. I see, it's like a road. It's like I see you on the road, the Lord having you by the hand. And what it seemed like, that like you were wanting to kind of run, like, okay, I know where I'm going, and kind of running towards it. And like the Lord kind of steadying your step, you know, slowing you down a little bit, but steadying your step so that every step was real deliberate. But I just sense, you know, God leading you. But it seemed like I'm picking up some type of repositioning. Like I said, it almost feels like a move. Could be like a repositioning in a job, but some kind of repositioning coming for you. So I, you know,
amen.
That's all I know. I don't have enough understanding of it to explain what that is. Some kind of repositioning in your life, though. Some things can even be spiritual, but I think this is more like natural, some kind of repositioning in your life. Anyhow, Lord, I thank you for it, and I thank you for Shaquilla, and Lord, I thank you, Lord, for just blessing her and increasing her in God and in the good things of life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Gina. I just thank you for that. I'm not sure what the... I know that God can and will reposition us all. And I know it can be spiritually or, you know, in the physical. I'm not really sure, but someone else had prayed for me, and they told me that they hear congratulations. So I don't know if that has something to do with it.
Okay.
I'm not really sure, but I know I am in school, and I have, like, some transfer credits that I was just adding up, and I'm going to apply to a program. So I don't know if it has something to do. I'm not really sure. I'm not going to try to figure it out. I'm just going
right.
to wait, you know.
Wait, see what God does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me. I can't expand on it because I don't know. It just seemed like there's any. I would say that there's some kind of change ahead of you, and feel like it's a good change. So, all right. Well, God bless you, hon. I'm gonna try to maybe get one more caller before I have to totally log off. So you have a wonderful week.
You have a blessed one as well. Thank you, Janine.
Uh huh. All right. 731-334. How's Miss Ashley?
Hi, Jeannie. I have a lot to be grateful for. I'm just a little upset tonight, but I'm okay overall. I'm just kind of upset.
Well, let me pray for you right quick. I've only got like a minute or two, and it's actually already 8:45, but I'm going to pray for you right quick. Father, I just ask, Lord, that you help Ashley, and Lord, that you bring a quietness and a settledness and a comfort to her heart, Lord, and the turmoil that goes on around her is going on around her, Lord. Lord, that you just quieten the atmosphere around her, the atmosphere, Lord. Sometimes the atmosphere, and the atmosphere can really be changed with our thoughts. It can be affected by other people, but many times our own thoughts and our own ponderings can actually charge the atmosphere around us with worry and concern and maybe even just upset, whether we're frustrated, we're mad, we're, you know, whatever that's going on, it can change. And so, Father, I speak peace to the atmosphere around Ashley, Lord, that she will look in this case, Lord, that she will look into her, just look into her heart where the Spirit of God is within her, that God, that you're with us, and that she will just lean in to you into that peace, God, that helps her to quieten her own spirit, Lord, quieten her own heart, where she can be directed by you. And Father, Lord, I would ask that you would move in the relationships that are around her, not only that affect her, but relationships of other people with one another, Lord, that might be some negative things going on, Lord, even things that maybe Ashley just witnesses that she's not even a part of directly, but how other people are dealing with others. And Lord, I just speak peace to that. And Father, I just that you would give Ashley wisdom, Lord, that if there's things that she needs to say to intervene in some way, Lord, that you would even give her words that even, like if we see other people in an argument or we see two other people that are kind of getting into it or having that, that sometimes the Lord can give us the words that we can disarm those things, that we can help other people to see a different way to see things and kind of disarm. You know, sometimes God will use us to bring peace to a situation that's not really our situation, but he gives us the words and the wisdom to kind of disarm that argument or disarm that confrontation that's going on. Peacemakers, you know, he said, blessed are the peacemakers, and God has given you that. You are a peacemaker. I sense that about you. You have a heart of compassion, you have a heart of love, and you hate to see you know, just trouble going on. You love to see love. I mean, I do too. Love to see people living in unity and in love. God loves that. But God using you as a peacemaker to help bring peace, not just peace, that's not the word I'm looking for, but to help bring, to help kind of settle situations, you know, so that it just disarms it and causes things to settle back down. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for just using Ashley as a peacemaker, but Lord, at the same time, Lord, bringing peace into Ashley's heart, into Ashley's life, because Lord, we cannot give out of what we don't have ourselves. So Lord, I just thank you, Father, for helping her and for blessing her and using her even in the midst of trouble, Lord, that things are disarmed. Things are disarmed. Things are, confrontation is, and strife is dismantled. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. You are such a blessing. Thank you so much. I needed that. I needed to hear words of comfort and reassurance, and I definitely need peace. So just thank you so much, Jeannie, and happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. Well, you're more than welcome, and God bless you this week. I'm going to have to log off, guys. I'm sorry that I wasn't able to get to everyone. I have just run out of time, and I've already gone into Randy's time. So anyhow, I just speak a blessing over each and every one. May God answer your prayers. May God bless you. May he protect you and keep you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, and good night.